they can actually see me dancing now.
Yeah, do it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Daddy Daughter Podcast. You know what's cool? We're trying something different right now. Trying it out. Trying to see what it looks like to actually both be on a Zoom call, because that's kind of what our whole life is right now. Record the Zoom call. Record the podcast. Post the Zoom call to YouTube maybe one day later. We'll see. You're not super excited about it. It is. I know. We can't just do a thing and let it be the thing. We always got to push the thing. And it's kind of life, you know. Always got to do a little bit different, a little bit better. And part of this is just learning to see if it works. If we like it, cool. If we don't like it, that's fine too. You know what I'm saying? But setup is the same. Everything else is the same. We're still across from each other. Still in our living room. We just see each other now. Well, we could always see each other, but now other people can see us. That's the difference. Well, welcome, kid. Okay, but you better not. That's the thing. You better not. You turn off the notifications, whatever you got to do. But we cannot be getting text messages. That is rude. This is our time. Mm-hmm. And if it's more distracting to have computers out to do that, that will be a reason why we won't. Because it's still our time. I just was saying a second ago, I love it. I love being in the booth with you. You know, I love being in the booth with you.
Yeah.
Seems like you're closer. And you know what? The crazy part about it is we could not be closer. We are week 5 or 1700 of quarantine. Who knows? I don't even know. But we're in the same room, right across the hall from each other all day long. You've got your room, which has been a huge blessing. I've got my bedroom / office / workspace / place where my covers are, and it's all right across the room. And then we've got our small living room and kitchen, and chili making is happening right now. And anyways, all the things. I'm just happy to be back with you. I do love this time. Yeah. And we talk a lot. We just talked for I don't know how long last night. We just talked earlier today. You know what I'm saying? It's like we still talk and we still have a lot of conversations. The conversation from earlier today, off the records, you know what I'm saying? That was between you and me.
Mm-hmm.
But we still do it. It's just cool to try it in a different way now. And so I told you I was going to come in hot. I have some questions for you, child. Okay. First, I want to apologize to you. And I know that it's a little weird, but I want to apologize for something I did last week, last Friday. So if you're new to the show, Hannah and I, dad and a daughter, here in Chicago, Illinois, I don't know. I think we have a decent relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's not fake. We're not faking it. We talk all the time. We just wanted to record some shows. Maybe to give people an idea of how to communicate. Maybe to stimulate other communications and conversations with, your dad, your son, your kid. It doesn't have to be. It's not all, this is us because we're the daddy daughter here. And we're communicating, but who knows how God wants to use this project to open doors, to, to motivate, to educate, whatever it is, we want to be completely open to it. And one of them has always been our communication between each other. It's for us. This is just for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, every time we start thinking about stressing about the next thing, the next whatever it is, everything that we do is for us. At some point, it's going to be, we'll be 10 years away from this. And you're like, oh, I remember when you made me record this Zoom call and did the thing. And now I love it. It's amazing because it's like I get to see it. And now I get to see the reactions. And so who knows? I mean, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe you'll still be in 10 years like, yeah, you're still making me do stuff. But either way, the Daddy Daughter Podcast is for us, by us. And it's for us to communicate and stimulate communication and create that space to talk, which is so important to families. But we kind of have a goal. We've set a very low bar. If this helps or supports or entertains or blesses one person, you know, we don't really want to do a ton with it. We just want to make sure that, like, it's for us, for the future, for now, for our relationship, and if it blesses somebody. But today I want to apologize to you because sometimes I move really fast. And it's so funny that I'm a really big person and we're in a really small space. And I move really fast sometimes in and through this place. And I got to be on the Zoom call now at this time and whatever. And I know that that's been a lot to kind of deal with. Sorry, we can't answer right now. But I know it's been a lot to deal with. I know it's been a lot. There's been a lot going on. Yeah, we can't. We're recording. But last Friday, the announcement for CPS closing down school for the rest of the year happened. And I was running from thing to thing. And I think, you know, I might have been on a call and then I went to something else. And then I was just like, oh, yeah, they canceled school and, you know, whatever. And then I remember I came in and we talked about it quick. And I was just like, you know, well, we kind of expected it. Yep. All right, cool. Bye. And I left. And I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that because I didn't slow down and address a moment that, yeah, so what? We knew it was coming. So what? We kind of had an idea. So what? This is the rhythm, whatever it is. But I didn't slow down and allow you to tell me how you feel. And that's not what I want. That's not the person that I want to be. That's not the dad I want to be. And so I apologize for doing that. It took me like hours to even realize I did it. It was like after my work day, I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, man, I didn't even give her a chance to tell me how she felt. And so I want to circle back and I want you to tell me how you feel about it. I think you're texting your mom, right? Because your mom was calling and we don't want to ignore her, obviously. She asked me if I like Pop-Tarts. So, I don't know. I don't exactly know. So, it wasn't anything that I could identify as super urgent, but I want you to focus and I want you to tell me what you think about it and what you're feeling about it. And we've kind of talked a little bit about it since then. Yeah. But what you got going on in your head about this whole thing? You know, we're transitioning from, I think it's interesting because we're transitioning from being in a new rhythm temporarily to being in a new rhythm for a longer period of time. And so I just want to check in around that. So talk to me. What are you feeling about it?
Yeah, it's definitely been really hard. Like, really hard because there's people that I'm not going to be able to see until God knows when. Because people that I'm close with are going to be going to different schools, different like academic centers, and I consider myself to be friends with a couple of them, and that's pretty hard because like we left school not saying bye, like we left school saying see you Monday, and we are not gonna see each other on Monday. I don't know if we get back on a Monday, but still, like, we were expecting to see each other after the weekend. And then, like, once we, like, I have a school group chat with, like, I think everybody who has an Apple phone in my class.
Yeah.
Or, like, the mixed classes. 'Cause there's 4 seventh grade classes, but it's only neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Neighborhood is who I'm or what I'm in. And so I have a big school group chat with everybody, a lot of my friends, and, like, they, we've been talking, like, still. There's, like, been a couple FaceTimes, like, a group FaceTime with, like, all people. Not everybody shows up.
Yeah.
But it's still nice to see some of them still.
Yeah.
And, but it was really hard to, like, find out that we're not gonna see each other for a couple months.
Yeah.
And that's pretty hard, and I'm not gonna be able to see, like, my really close friends, you know?
Yeah.
Like, even if they don't go to my school, I can't go to church and see them.
Yeah.
Because that would be, like, another place where I have a lot of friends. Like, there's Sal and Layla where they recently just got a car.
Yeah.
So they have been, like, going to church more often, but now, like, since it's closed, we can't see each other anymore.
Yeah.
Which is really hard, but I'm still, like, keeping in touch with them.
Yeah. It feels like, and again, I'm on the outside looking in, it feels like you've actually talked to Layla specifically, maybe even Sal, more in this time.
Yeah,
talk I have. To. I know seeing is totally different, and trust me, as a hugger, I get it. But tell me about that a little bit.
So even just yesterday, I had a, yesterday was Wednesday? Yes.
Don't even know.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, because I had my small group yesterday.
Yeah.
So I had my small group yesterday, which was Wednesday.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, like, how we can reach out to people and, like, just ask them if they need prayer, ask them if they need anything, like, specifically with prayer.
Yeah.
And so yesterday I asked Sal and Layla if they needed anything. Mm-hmm. And I started, like, Sal said he was fine, and but still, it was just nice to check in with him. He asked me how I was. I asked him how he was, and it was just a nice conversation. But also with Layla, I asked her if she needed prayer, and she said yes about something I'm not going to share because, privacy reasons. But she asked for prayer, and I did pray for her and... I guess with her, because I'm sure she's praying about the same thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I prayed with her, like, not on FaceTime, but just, like, we prayed for the same prayer for her.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
Yeah, that's great.
But, yeah.
I know, I know it's a lot, you know, and stay-at-home orders, I didn't even know that they got extended for, like, through May. And that's a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot to think about. It's a lot to, you know, there, I heard a story and there were people that, I don't want to mess the story up, but I had a pleasure of being able to kind of watch the Q Ideas conference, like as it was like kind of in the background, as I was working over the course of a couple of days. And there was a story, and I don't want to mess the story up. I really don't, but I want to convey the point. And the story kind of revolved around the idea that I think it was a German prison camp, and the prisoners that survived the best, that actually survived in a healthy way, they had hope. But they also had the realism, and they had a realistic point of view that the first thing they hoped for was to be out by Christmas, and then Christmas came and went. And then the next thing they did is they hoped for Easter, and then Easter came and went. And then the next year it was the next Easter, and then next Christmas, and then Christmas came and went. And so they end up, a lot of those, the prisoners that had that mentality that they were looking for a date to be free, were the ones that end up dying first in the encampment. And in this, it was either German prison camps or a POW camp. And I believe it was POW, actually, now that I think about it, prisoner of war. And so the difference between, but then the prisoners that had hope, that just hoped for the day that they would get out, but they didn't hope that it was that specific day. Because when we start to have, because faith is realizing that God has to step in to do something that we can't do. And so while we can pray and be hopeful, we can pray and be actively hopeful that we can be delivered by a certain day. If we set our hope on that day instead of the mechanism that delivers the hope, if we hope in the day instead of the mechanism that delivers hope, you understand what that means?
Mm-hmm.
The way is, if we set our hope on the day instead, like Jarrett would say, something like a sticky statement. If we set our expectation on the day versus the way, then our hearts can actually be broken. And so, at first I had written on our calendar, the calendar that's right up here behind us, so people can actually see it. I had written the day that the quarantine was over. And then the day got skipped. And then they went from April 7th to whatever.
30th. It
went to 30th. And now it's gone from the 30th until 21st, next month.
21st, actually.
21st, yeah. And so, but if I was worried about the day that quarantine would be lifted, and I was just focused on that day, all my energy would be going into wishing and hoping and praying for that day. But instead, the prisoners of war that focused on the way that they got out, not exactly the day, because if you focus on the way, the day can come faster. The day can come sooner. And if you're focused on the way, then it doesn't matter if the day comes that day. It can come eventually, but your hope isn't buried and your energy isn't focused on that day. It's focused on the way. And so I thought that was really interesting that the prisoners of war that focused on the way, that focused on God for everything that they needed in between their current freedom and their current captivity and their future freedom, the ones that focused on that, they were able to sustain life and they were able to live differently. They didn't die of the heartbreak. And I thought that was such a powerful explanation for someone to actually die of heartbreak, die of hoping for a certain situation to change, and it does or doesn't. When a lot of times I think that just the way that we encounter that situation changing. And so but I also don't want to be a person that's so hopeful that they're not a realist anymore. They're not focused on the fact that it is still sad that school's canceled. You know what I'm saying? It is still sad that I don't get to see my friends at work. It's still sad that I don't get to run into people. One of the most fun things for me in this job, in this season, was the people that I ran into unexpectedly. You know, some of the most powerful conversations I've ever had in my life came unexpectedly while I was either at Soul City or at work or doing one job, and mm-hmm. I'm doing one thing and someone will come in and be like, you know what? I've never heard someone sing while they're stacking chairs. You know, like, it's like you're happy to do it. And then we get into a conversation. The next thing you know, like, we're hugging and they're crying and I'm crying. And I'm like, this is exactly what I needed. But, you know, I'm missing that right now, you know. And so I don't want to be too much of a realist ever. That's just like, yep, it's the way it is. We're just going to lock ourselves in a box and everything's going to be, you know, and this is what's safe and everyone can get out of the way. But I also don't want to lose the empathy that says, like, kid, I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry that it's happening this way. I wish it was different. I want to do anything that we can to make sure that you get to see somebody at some point when you can. You know what I'm saying? And do whatever we can within our safety measures to connect you to, you know, I don't know. So we're gonna do that. And I just want you to know that. And you know, I just thought that as soon as I realized I made that mistake, I didn't want to hide it. I didn't want to hide, like, oh, you know what? People think I'm a good dad. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to hide and say behind the fact that people think that I'm a decent dad or a good dad or whatever it is. I wanted people to understand that, like, you know, you can, like, at any point, if you're not checking yourself, you can make mistakes. If you're getting too wrapped up into, you know, the world and this stuff. So I wanted to talk about it, you know, instead of hiding the fact that, you know, I was a big dummy. I wanted to tell everybody, hey, I'm a big dummy. And I didn't see my kid the right way. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of skipped over something that was really important to her. So that's why I wanted to kind of open with giving you that space. Now let's transition. Normally we start off high and, you know, go to something heavy and come back high. But I wanted to talk about that, because I felt like that was important. But I also want you to tell me a little bit about a couple of things that you did this week. One of them I want you to tell me about is talking with grandma. And then what has happened in that relationship, how this has kind of created a space for you to communicate differently, you know, with grandma specifically. Because I think that there's something there that's been magical to see. And I'll kind of speak into that a little bit after you tell me about it. And then your painting and the stuff that you're doing, not just what you did this week with rocks, but also stuff that you're, Yeah, you could actually show. Look, there you go. You just got excited about it. And next time matter of fact, we'll talk more about the painting stuff next time. Okay. So then we'll have it ready. You'll pull it out and be like, this is what I did. And it is going to be great. But see, video, right? If we didn't do the video, we couldn't have the idea about the video thing. You know what I'm saying? All right. So anyways, and that automatically means the kid's going to do the video next time. So I don't have to convince you of nothing. But so we will. So we're going to showcase some of Hannah's art in the next one, guys. You'll be able to see it if you tune in. If you're watching, it's still going to be hard for people to hear it because still remember.
I can describe it good.
There you go. You can describe it good. I like that. And please don't spill that drink on that computer.
I'm holding it.
Okay. Anyways, because paint ended up on the computer the other day. Yeah. But tell me about that. Tell me how this has created an opportunity for you to connect in a new way with your grandmother down in Florida. She's going to love this, by the way. Love it.
So I've been talking with my grandma more, mm-hmm. probably for like 2.5 hours every time.
Yes.
And it's been really nice because of this quarantine, I feel like we've gotten closer,
yeah.
even though we're far away from
yeah.
each other,
yeah.
if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So she's in Orlando, Florida,
yeah.
and we're in Chicago, Illinois. And like we visit her as frequently as we can.
Yeah.
But we can't travel there now.
Yeah.
Because of COVID.
Yeah.
But it's so me and my grandma have been doing Zoom calls.
Time out. I need you to move the glass right now. Thank you so much. I love you so much. As I see it shaking, I'm like, I can't even hide it. Like, I can't even hide it because we're on video now. Okay. All right. Go ahead. Sorry. Because of COVID, we can't go there. But.
So because of COVID-19, we can't go there. But I've been.
And because of broke, by the way. We haven't been down there as much as. I'm sorry. It's true. We got to be real with the people. We haven't been able to be down there as much as possible because your dad decided to stop working in nightclubs and I don't make as much money anymore. And because of that, we can't afford to travel as much because ministry is like just you don't. There's not as much money flowing around. So one of the reasons why is because we're broke. But
anyways,
God provides everything all the time. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So I've been doing Zoom calls with my grandma more.
Yeah.
And it's been really nice. And we've gotten a lot closer, yeah. I feel. And it's just been really nice to just, like, talk and kind of vent to someone who, like, understands and, like, has been through medical school and has been through, like, a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
And it's cool to, like, have that person in your family as
yeah.
well, you know?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
It's just cool. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really special with what's been happening on Zoom calls because, like, I feel like I can talk to her about anything.
Yeah.
And she'll know. Yeah. You know, it's not like I am talking to a friend about, like, family issues and stuff and I have to explain every single bit of it.
How about it? That's, yeah.
You know, because, like, she knows who you are. Duh. She knows who Papu is.
Yep.
She knows who Mom is.
Yeah.
She knows anybody and everybody that's probably in my family.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty special because I'm just able to talk to her about anything.
Yeah.
And.
Wow, there it is.
What?
That's the theme of this show. God was just showing me who is it that you know. That you can talk to. Whose story do you know that you can talk to? Because it does mean so much. Go ahead. I just got really encouraged about this show. Seriously. I knew we had to do it. I didn't know why. I just finished a meeting 4 seconds ago, right before we started. You didn't want to do it. I told you you didn't want to do it. I knew you didn't want to do it. We did it anyway. And God showed up with a message right there. But go ahead. Keep talking. I'm fired up now. I'm ready. Go ahead.
So.
But she knows your story. She knows you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, she's been with me like all my life.
Since
and
the beginning.
Just like, like last week, I think, I went through my whole baby album that she made.
I love it.
And went through like every single picture, and she explained every single scene that was happening.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
Totally.
And it was just really fun to do that. And it probably would have been better in person.
Yeah.
But
totally. Everything's better
it was,
in person.
Exactly. But it was really cool because she was still I was still able to talk to her, and she was still able to talk to me.
Yeah.
And she was able to see me on Zoom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And like she made that whole album or like photo album and she made that like whole thing.
Yeah.
And
she did too. She put a lot of work into it. It's her thing. She's always been really good at pictures. Always been really good at pictures. And where do I get it from? From her. But I turned off my phone instead. All right, go ahead. I get it from her. Seriously. Like the pictures that I take, when I get inspired to take a picture and I'm like, oh, this would be a cute picture to take. It's because my mom. Okay. And yeah, it's a little bit weird sometimes and sometimes annoying even, but I get it from her, you know? Give me a smile with a picture. Okay, go ahead. All right, go ahead. I just took a picture if you guys couldn't tell what was happening. And Hannah looked like she was forced, but whatever. Anyways, you guys go through the whole photo album. Yeah.
Yeah.
Phone call was 2.5 hours easy. And you loved every minute of it.
Yeah.
But we have space that's been created to connect, to really connect and communicate with someone that knows your story, knows you, loves you, has your best intention for you. I think there's just something that's very powerful about that. Whether you're the person that knows someone or the person that, you know, there's not a person that's listening to this podcast or watching this video that doesn't know someone else's story and can't use that as an opportunity to connect with them through this time. That there's something about you and that person and you or that communication, you and that story that only you can bring to the table, only you can remind them of, only you can be there in like with them through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's something very powerful there. So sorry to don't minute interrupt. But you guys, what else you guys, what other kind of stuff you guys talk about?
Kind of just like, cause she's had a lot of time and I have had a lot of time other than school. So she just like tells me stories about what's happening, with her at home.
Yeah.
And then that like brings her to like another story about like you growing up or something. And I really like hearing about you growing up.
Yeah, I noticed that. I've walked by a few times and heard stories of me growing up. And I'm like, you know what? You know, I don't have a problem with you knowing anything at all, but I wouldn't have ever thought to tell you the story of how my tattoo almost got spelled wrong like the other day.
That's my favorite.
Thank gosh your dad's brother was with him. Otherwise, his tattoo would have been spelled wrong for the rest of his life. Yeah, I just wouldn't volunteer to stories like that. But they're hilarious, and they're true, and she knows them all.
Yeah, I really like that story. but there was a lot of stories that she told me about, like, you and Jamie and John and Justice growing up, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
I like hearing about, like, my family.
Yeah.
Or, like, stories about them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like...
It just kind of adds to like what you know of that person and how you know that person
and
how you can interact with that person. You know, it's like every time now you'll see that my tattoo, you know, and you'll be like, oh, that was almost spelled wrong. You know, I don't know if you needed to know that, but it's just fun to know. It's fun to know more stuff about the person that you're doing life with. You know what I'm saying? Like you're like my kid and the more you know about me, the closer we can be. You know, I know about you in a way that's like deep and only I know, You know what I'm saying? And I think that that's very powerful. Someone sent me a really encouraging note yesterday about that, about the relationship that you and I have and how they had seen our relationship and they felt like it was one that kind of honored the relationship that God has with each of us.
Yeah.
Like it was like the way that, you know, she said the way that you talk about her, when the conversation shifts to her, to Hannah, the way you talk about her is the way that God talks about each of us, like each of his kids, you know, and the way that he gets, the way that you got fired up when her name came up is the way our God gets fired up about knowing each and every one of us. And just the same way, like I've known you since right when we got the test and found out, like that's when I first started knowing you, before like you came to fruition. In the same way, the scripture said that God knew us like before, while we were in our mother's wombs. I knew you that same way. You know what I'm saying? Like that, and that's such a special thing, and it's such a special way. And I just think it speaks to when you have an opportunity to know someone, there's so much power that's in that communication, in that relationship. There's so much that, so much to grow on, so much to grow in and through. So I love it. I'm so, speaking about you and your grandma, like me, when I pass by and I hear the stories about things that I probably wouldn't even have thought to tell you, I love it. You know, I know it means a lot to her. I know it means a lot to you. You know, it's a crazy time, but I can see God doing beautiful things. And the way, what he's doing with you in relationships, what he's doing with you, you just told me that you prayed with your friend. You know what I'm saying? Like that's specifically something that we can attribute to this crazy time. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't have the time to stop and slow down, then maybe that wouldn't have happened the same way. You wouldn't have had that conversation, those conversations with your grandma. That space wouldn't have been created. We've been on family Zoom calls, and I know there's so many Zoom everythings in the world right now, and you spend so much time, and some of that gets, there's a little fatigue that sets in there, or a lot of fatigue that sets in there. I think I was on 5 today, you know, different things, you know, like go from one Zoom call with a volunteer to prayer to another Zoom call to talking about a contract to, oh no, there was a Zoom call with a volunteer, a Zoom call with a contract, prayer time, where it's just kind of like a Zoom call. It's like I'm interacting digitally, to a conference, to Jeannie's on and actually speaking at the conference, which is great. And I'm sharing that and doing that. And then I'm on this thing and on this thing. And then I'm in another Zoom call, and it's, and there's fatigue that can set in there. But the fact that I was able to be in so many different places, and that now our family like is getting into a regular habit of being on a Zoom call with each other every week.
Yeah.
Like, how has that been? Because you're on 2 that whenever it's like, you know, the Muellers do one, then the Barnes do one. And for 2 hours solid on Sunday nights, it's Zoom call to Zoom call. You know what I'm saying? It goes from one to another, and we get to see everybody. Then we wouldn't even have seen them.
Yeah. Even with like my small groups.
Yeah.
Like that, I have a girls' night spa thing on Zoom tonight, which I'm really, really excited about.
I love it.
But like I haven't really been doing all that much today.
Yeah.
It's been a good, productive day, definitely.
Yeah, you don't have to lie. you don't have to lie to the people. I'm just kidding. I love you so much. Anyways, I know it has been. It's been a restful day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've seen you doing stuff.
And
you cleaned the floor today without me asking. I fainted. I fake fainted, but I fainted. It was pretend fainting. But I fell all the way to the ground. And it means so much, babe. It means so much. So much. I'm like doing meetings and Zoom things. And I come out and I'm like, what are you doing? Why do you have the broom in your hands? Who is here attacking us currently? You know? And you're like, I'm cleaning the floor. I'm like, whoa. Oh. You know what I'm saying? No, but seriously, it means so much. Anyways, you have been productive. I'm going to say that. So, you've
been productive. So, but like with the family Zoom calls, I like them.
Yeah.
Because I get to see like my cousins and my family. But also with small group, there was one time, small group probably goes to like 9.
Yeah.
Starts at 7, goes to 9, so it's mm-hmm. pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
But really fun.
Yeah.
And I really like it. I really like that I can, we still have like an outlet like to just talk about God.
Yeah.
As a student's community, you know, yeah. I think that's really special.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway, but the Zoom calls are pretty long. It's not just like a 10-minute
right.
Zoom call or right. just 10-minute phone call, you know. It's yeah. like an actual deep conversation, yeah. which I like.
Yeah.
Just like it can be a bit tiring sometimes totally. And a bit even stressful.
Yeah.
I know it's been stressful for you.
Yeah.
But.
You can feel that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's the next question. But I don't know if I want to hear it. But I want to hear it because I want you to be honest.
But yeah, it can definitely be stressful. I know it's a bit hard on you sometimes. Just like, I know you've said that this and a couple times, like we've never talked in time so much.
Yeah.
And like planned out a schedule.
Yeah.
Like, we never really planned out a schedule because, like, I would go to school, you'd go to work, you'd yeah. pick me up,
yep.
Uber home,
yep.
have dinner, yep. go to bed.
Yep. Talk about something.
Yeah.
Do something.
Watch a movie, yeah. a quick show.
Yeah.
Something. Like, just chill out at the end because all the work was done yeah. in the morning or
exactly
the whole afternoon.
Off time. Yeah.
And so we would have off time at the night, but yep. it's not like that anymore. It's yeah. like... I have, my school schedule is shorter.
Yeah.
But it's still school.
Yeah.
But after that, you're in meetings yep. pretty much. Yep. And so I have to find a way to like, I guess, entertain myself. That's if true. It's watching The Simpsons while painting, mm-hmm. if it's watching The Office, doing anything like yeah. reading.
Yeah.
I started reading The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just, the schedule's a lot different, but I feel like it's also been kind of good.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
But also stressful at the same time.
Totally.
I don't really know how to describe it, but I feel like it's special as well.
Yeah.
I agree. Because, like, when we enjoy each other's company more
yeah.
because we don't get it as often as we want. Yeah. You know, if it's like I am in school all morning and yeah. then, but you're free in the morning and then you're not free in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And like, we have to figure that out and have time mm-hmm. for each other, you know, like to watch Back to the Future Part 2.
Yeah.
And like, just enjoy each other's company. I feel like I know I have, but I've become more grateful for the time I'm able to spend with you
mm.
and like anybody.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
if it's my grandpa, if it's my grandma on Zoom,
yeah.
you know, if it's having my best friends on FaceTime for an hour or two,
yeah.
if it's my girls group yeah. on Zoom doing a spa day, just, yeah. I feel like it's really special to be able to enjoy company now
yeah.
because we're not able to be in groups or be in church or be in a space or community yeah. like we're like it's normal anymore because it's not normal.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
our whole world flipped upside down, you know?
Yeah.
And so everything's changed for every single person in the world and we have to figure out ways to like stay in touch and stay together, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like this is such a time to be get together, but also social distancing.
Yeah.
But, like, staying safe.
Yeah.
And, but, like, being with family and friends.
Yeah. It means so much more. Relationship connection mm-hmm. means so much more. Even if it's, I love that you're taking it down to a level of even with me and you. It's not, you know, and And I think that we did a pretty good job of not taking it for granted, because I think that there was always already something that was naturally built into our relationship, because you're not here with me.
Yeah.
Every day. Our original, like our normal flow was I would get you on Wednesday and Thursday and then I'd drop you off on Friday morning. Your mom would come pick you up, and then I'd have you again for church on Sunday morning, and we'd spend the afternoon and sometimes the day. But now it's like we're together every day, and you know, except for Friday night, Saturday. But even in that time, even in that Monday through Friday time, because it's different, the time is chopped up differently. And Tuesday you have movie night, and Wednesday you have small group, and Monday I have my wholehearted living group, and then Tuesday I have, you know, my prayer group. And you know, saying it's like, and so it's like, even though we are in the same space more, it almost sometimes seems like less time. And so this week in particular, I've been trying to do a better job of like saying 12 o'clock lunch, you know, like I know that I got a million things, and I know that someone's going to ask me for something, or I know that someone wants to start a conversation about a thing. But just trying to figure out different ways of like carving out time and turning off phones. And even the other day you asked me, you said, you know, when I came and laid down with you to watch that movie for a few minutes, I can't even remember.
Yesterday.
It was right before the food came, or right before.
Oh, we just ordered dinner. Food.
Yeah.
Yeah, right before dinner.
And so you said, after you order the food, turn your phone off. And I said, okay. You know what I'm saying?
And like, then you asked if you could throw the phone out the window.
I said, yeah. Can I throw the phone out the window? Because I want the phone anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to be here, period. The fact that you even have to say that makes me want to throw my phone across the river. If there is a river, I'll find one and I'll throw the phone across it. In it. Because I don't care about that stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I think that, like, it there's just been so much. It's been different. You and I were talking the other day when I was like, and everyone kind of knows I'm not a negative person for the most part, but I was like, this is a time where I feel like everything sucks, you know? I was like, because if you have a job and you're super busy, A, you're thank God that you have a job and you're super busy. B, the whole world is sideways and you have a job and you're super busy in the middle of it, and that feels like a lot more than normal. But then there's so many people that don't have a job. They don't even have an opportunity to be super busy. And that sucks. So it sucks to have it. It sucks to not have it. Because the nature of the world has changed around us. There's something and you know what I thought? It's been very important to kind of dial into. And I kind of listen. I try not to listen too much to news. You know that. But I try to listen to things that are like constructive and positive. And one thing that doesn't sound like it's constructive, but the fact that everyone is grieving something, everyone in the world has lost something. That kind of puts everything into perspective. Everyone's on the same page right now. Everyone has lost something, whether it's freedom, whether it's a job, whether it's money, whether it's sanity, whether it's
a person,
you know what I'm saying? So many people have lost. Everyone has lost something, you know, and so it's just been this great equalizer, this great leveling of the playing field, and this great reminder that we're all in it together. Like you wrote on the concrete the other day, we're all in this together, and it's very important for people to realize that, and very important for us to realize it, and. Just kind of puts everything into perspective. You know what I'm saying? So much more to be thankful for. So much more. Things that we took for granted in the past, just to be thankful for them now. The little things. Mm-hmm. Whether it's, you know, someone that has gotten sick and then has recovered. Whether it's having the job, or, you know, having a need, being in a position where you can have a job and work from home in the first place. Or having a roof over your head. Food on your table. There's so much more to be thankful for now. And I just thank God for the opportunity to open our eyes in the midst of something that's really hard. I think I'm really proud of you for the way you've connected and continue to connect with people. But, you know, if you got to say, Dad, you know, I'm just really missing my friends and I'm sad about it right now. That's okay. And I get it. I miss my friends too. And... And I don't want to ever be, I don't ever want to kind of skip to, I don't ever want to be such a person that's so focused on, you know, reaction or, you know, providing safety or whatever. I don't ever want to be a person that's kind of focused on the logistics or the reality of it so much that I lose the empathy of being in that moment and being able to be sad for it. Because as a person that survived trauma, I'm wired, just so you know, so you can understand more about me, giving you more information about me. As a person that survived trauma, that has gone through abuse and gone through that for their whole life, there's something that happens that's different inside my mind that tells me when there's really bad things happening to shut down a certain part of me to survive. It's what has allowed me to survive in my life. It's the thing that when gunshots go off, it's the thing that shuts down the fear, shuts down the freak out, and can calmly move through a situation to get to safety. That's not a normal thing. That's not a thing to be proud of. That's a thing that's good in a movie. You know what I'm saying? Like the guy that's like, you know, like a robot. But that's not a healthy thing to shut down certain thing parts of your body. But that's what happens inside of me. And that's something that I'm working on, something I'm working through. That's part of the reason why I started therapy, to kind of take a really hard look at some of those things that make me a robot in really hard situations. But some of that survival technique, some of that survival that I have got, you know, kind of in my mind, also can make me come up short like I did on Friday. And I don't want to keep bringing that back up, but I can identify that when something really bad happens to me, I kind of go into a different part of me that is like, what's the next thing? How do we survive? You know what I'm saying? Like I don't realize that the thing happens sometimes. I just go into what's the next survival mode. And so, but that's not how to love well. That's not how to love you well. How to love you well is to say, you know, these are some things that are going on. This is how we're going to work through it. This is what I want to hear of it out of you. And I want to make sure that we have and create time for that. But I am so proud of you for the way that you've been able to connect with people and think about people. And you've just entered into a different level of compassion for thinking about people and doing things for people. And I'm even excited about what you got going on this weekend, which you can't talk about because it's a secret, but you know, you're going to surprise somebody from 6 feet away. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm just excited about that. I'm excited about you thinking of different ways to do that kind of stuff.
Can I talk about it?
Saturday? This is going to come out Friday. So okay. I don't know if she's going to listen Friday night.
I'll tell her not to.
No, if you tell her not to, then she will. We'll talk about it next time. We'll talk about the surprise and how to engage with people. Because
then I can talk about really everything.
There you go. We can talk, and you can be more excited about it in the whole nine. But we'll talk more about like how to engage with people from 6 feet away next time. And then we'll also kind of talk about some of your art, your painting and stuff like that. But in the meantime, guys, stay safe. You know, stay home. Figure out different ways to connect with each other. Tell your kid to turn your phone off. Throw your kid's phone across the room if you need to. Just kidding. but yeah, just figure out different ways. That's the challenge, I think, for the week is for if you're listening to this, find someone and tell them a story that only you know. Tell them a story that only you know about them. That will allow them to feel seen and to feel like welcomed into this, you know, conversation. And so in and through that, welcome into the conversation that they're in. But hey, sometimes I'm in conversations that I'm not in. People talk to me and they're like, I'm like, yeah, you don't even. Someone asked me today, like, so how you been doing? And I'm like, well, you know, we're hanging in there. Okay, so anyways, can you send me that claim file that I was asking for? I'm like, barely let me answer. A, B, you don't care. You know what I'm saying? But when someone actually asks you something or says, hey, you remember that time? You remember that time that someone came up to me right before all this happened and they were like, yeah, you were the bartender that served me. And then I went and I ripped all the flowers out of the flower bed on Michigan Avenue. And I'm like, yeah, that was something that happened. It's part of our past. That's something that happened in our lives. But it's something that we share and it's hilarious and, you know, you know.
Why? Why did they do that?
Because I was really good at my job. Anyways. Probably over. I made Cosmos really good. Let's put it that way. I made Cosmos really good at this particular person day. Anyways, guys, thank you for tuning in. Stay safe. My kids are actually able to wave. Hopefully it worked. We'll see. But God bless.
It says it's recording.
Yeah, it does. What about a prayer? You want to do it? Or you want me to do it? Okay.
I'll do it next week.
Yeah, I know you will. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We pray, Lord, that this blesses somebody, that just being able to tune in and listen in into a goofy conversation between a goofy dad and a really cool kid are something that bless you, bless somebody. Lord, that it just is just received by one person. That's all we ask ever. That one person is able to be blessed by something in here. And it's all worth it past that, Lord. Anything that we can do to contribute to your sons and your daughters here on earth mm-hmm. is worth it. It is so worth it. And we thank you for the space. We thank you for the ability to connect this way. Lord, I just want to thank you for the fact that cameras on, recording information, recording equipment on or not, this is how we talk. That this is real. That I'm blessed enough to have a real relationship with my kid. For that, Lord, I am just in awe. It's an only God thing because I'm too much of a spaz and she's way too cool for us to have this relationship so good this well. But we love you and we love your son. In Jesus' name, bless. That's bless and protect in one word. Bless and protect our families, our friends, and the family and friends of anybody watching this, listening to this. We love you. We dedicate this all to you in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Wait, listen.
What was that?
My knuckle. Or like the joint in the...
My mom used to tell me not to do that because I would have arthritis in my hands. And I don't. So do it. Have fun. Crack all your knuckles. Bye, guys. We love you. Tune in next week.
Bye, guys.
When we talk about paintings.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.